I'm Ashley.
And I'm Lacey.
And this is United States of Murder's very own
Wacky Wednesday.
Okay.
Here we are.
I have some wacky stuff to tell you.
I have two.
Same?
Okay, I'll go first and we'll just sandwich them.
Sounds good.
So this is about a Kentucky couple who is accused of trying to sell their twin babies. So Zachary Davis and Jacqueline Keith were arrested for allegedly trying to sell their newborn twin daughters for $5,000.
That's it?
They have been charged with promoting human trafficking after a relative contacted police about the alleged sale. After responding to the home and interviewing the parents, Zachary admitted to saying he would sell the twins, but claims he was joking with the relatives, and he thought that the relatives were trying to take the girls anyways. Jacqueline also said that she felt like the relatives were trying to set them up so they could take the twins.
What?
Zachary told police that the relatives had been watching the newborns for about 3 weeks.
What?
They would always talk him into letting them stay longer. So they were trying to redo their house. So it wasn't.
While they had a newborn?
So they were in the middle of remodeling, redoing their house. She had the twins. The relatives, I don't know if it was grandma, aunt, whoever, cousin, their house was done. So it'd be like if I was remodeling my house, gave birth, and was like, we're just going to stay with you guys, or can the baby stay here while we're working at the house?
Wow.
And then every time I was like, hey, I'm going to go ahead and take them home. You were like, no. It's not finished yet. Just let them stay here.
I can't relate because that sure as hell did not happen and is not happening for me.
This is the parents' story. This is what they're saying.
Like,
the police did obtain screenshots from the relatives about the incident. So I guess they were texting about it. The parents were arrested and are in Jackson County Detention Center. There's got to be more to the story than my sister and I joke all the time about our kids. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, do you want a daughter? Hey, do you want a son?
Yeah. I mean,
I'll give him to you.
Plenty of people do that.
Like, we joke, we're not going to give our children away. We aren't serious. I couldn't imagine calling the police on my sister. I'm not trying to defend these parents.
Well, the thing I'm confused with is that they thought they were trying to take them, but then they call the police.
Which, I mean, maybe they're telling the truth about the family trying to take them.
But then why would they rat them out?
I know some crazy families.
Yeah.
That would 100% do some shady shit like this. It really does. And I'm like you, then why call the police and have them arrested? It makes no sense if they wanted the babies because, I mean, since the mom and dad are saying they basically were trying to frame them, they're probably in foster care now, which is sad until they figure out who's telling the truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't even know.
It's a mess.
But also, I don't know.
What?
I was going to say, I need to know more about the story. I can't judge. But
that's
just
it.
To have infants and not be around them, like as a mother, that's...
No, they were there. They would go there every day.
Uh-huh.
They were going back to their relative's house every day.
Oh, they were so okay. I thought like
I don't know if they were spending the night with the relatives, but they were around every day. They didn't just drop them off and leave.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so they've been arrested for allegedly trying to sell their babies.
I'm gonna have to follow that.
Yeah, that's all the information.
And also,
like it just
$5,000. If that was the case, you could have made a lot more money before giving
not Lacey
birth.
Trying to
no, like legally, well, you could have made money. I mean, not that you
no,
know,
I
you
see
know
what you're saying.
Yeah,
yeah, that just doesn't. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It sounds almost like the parents were like, "Yeah, you can keep them. Give me $5,000." Like a joke, maybe.
I hope so.
I hope so. Ugh, it's just. Anyways,
man,
your turn.
Well. A woman is facing multiple charges after setting fire to a stranger's porch in Burlington, Iowa on Tuesday. The homeowner said her home security cameras captured a woman on her porch who lit something on fire, and the homeowner said that smoke was visible in the footage. So they're, you know, looking at their Ring or whatever they have, like, someone's starting a fire on my front porch. They call police. And a woman identified as 46-year-old Michelle Young straight away admitted that, yeah, I'm starting a fire. And she said she had been around Vineyard Street for about 2 hours, walking around and picking up miscellaneous items, including a taillight of a car, tin foil, bark, like from a tree, and a yellow lawn flag.
What?
Yeah, so she had some goodies. She told officers she believed the home belonged to a friend of hers. She also saw a sign that said, "Witches welcome." And because she was a witch, she lit some items on fire. She knocked 3 times and did not get a response. So she sat down on the porch and smoked a cigarette. Then she knocked again. No one answered. So that's when she decided to light the fire. She told them she wasn't going to hurt anybody or let the fire get out of control. She was just being a witch. And the homeowner said, "I have no idea who this woman is. We're not friends. I don't know her." So she obviously was at the wrong house. She now faces charges of reckless use of fire, explosives, destructive devices, and possession of drug paraphernalia.
What?
A judge set bond Wednesday at $5,000 cash only, and she has a prelim hearing this week. So, yeah.
She is a witch?
Well, that's what she said. They found paraphernalia. I'm thinking she was on some type of drug, probably, maybe. Could be a mental thing. I'm not sure. But the mugshot, oh boy.
She's hot.
Well, she looks like she's having a good old time.
Well, she's a witch.
She's a witch. Tinfoil, lawn flag, taillight, and it's a party.
And bark.
Yeah,
bark. What in the, how random.
That's probably what she used for her fire, but I don't know.
All right, this is a wild one.
Okay.
Two Georgia men have been charged with bombing a woman's home the day after she moved in and plotting to release a python to eat the victim's daughter. Stephen Glosser, 37, and Caleb Kinsey, 34, were charged on Thursday. They allegedly built an explosive device using tannerite purchased online and used it to blow up the victim's home in the city of Richmond Hill, Georgia.
Ugh.
Two men are arrested and accused of planning to shoot arrows into the victim's front door and mail dog feces or dead rats to her home. They also allegedly considered scalping the victim as part of a plan to kill, intimidate, harass, or injure the woman. After the arrest, the ATF and explosives investigators told CBS News that Glosser had met the victim through a dating app. But the authorities have not offered more details about the possible motive behind the crimes. The two men lived together. They allegedly placed the victim under surveillance between December and January. The indictment says that Glosser located the victim's residence by using internet searches on his cell phone based on an image she had previously sent him.
Wow.
So I don't know what that means. I don't know if there was like a landmark or something in the photo and he was able to narrow it down.
You could have seen numbers on the house or I don't know.
I'm not very, what's the word I'm looking for?
Tech savvy?
Thank you.
Or?
Yeah, that's it. Where I know how to like look at an image and see an address or coordinates or whatever. Anyways, the explosives went off at the victim's home, which is about 20 miles from Savannah.
Wow.
Early in the morning, and most of the damage was in the garage. Thankfully, the family was able to get out of the house with no injuries. It looked like a tornado had hit it, the sheriff said.
Wow.
It was a deliberate act. They could have easily hurt or killed someone, and she was very lucky she was as far away from the blast as she was. The Georgia Office of Commissioners of Insurance and Fire Safety announced the two were arrested. Kinsey fled to Louisiana, and Glosser was taken into custody locally. The two were charged with stalking, use of an explosive to commit a felony, conspiracy to use an explosive to commit a felony, and possession of an unregistered destructive device.
Eesh.
Kinsey was also charged with making false statements during the purchase of a firearm, possession of firearms by a convicted felon also. Conspiracy charges carry a statutory penalty, 20 years in prison. And if convicted, they both could face an additional 10 years for the charge of using an explosive to commit a felony.
Ugh.
What the fuck happened?
Yikes.
To make you hate this woman so bad.
Right.
That you did all of this to her and you were planning to let a fucking snake eat her child?
I agree. What a... And then another guy's involved.
His roommate.
Like, why would you agree to that?
You're not getting money from this.
You don't even know her.
Yes.
Mm.
No other details have been released. Like I said,
yeah.
I don't know what has gone on, but I mean, the whole thing's insane. You go online, typically, to meet a partner because you're a busy single mother who wants to find love. And then this crazy shit happens.
Y'all be careful.
These type of people ruin it for those who are genuinely trying to find a connection to somebody.
Ugh.
So, and a python? A python? Do you have one? Did they have one? I didn't see anything.
Oh,
we're just going to get one and just put it in the house that you just blew up? Sick. Sick.
Yeah.
Anyways. Oof.
That's dark.
That's dark and crazy. Both of my cases are nuts this week.
Well, this is not a crime, but I found it super interesting. You've probably seen news posts on this, but I just read an article about how Harvard removed human skin from the binding of a 19th century book. Did you see this?
Mm-mm.
So the book, bound in human flesh and housed in Houghton Library for almost a century, was so popular that it inspired hazing rituals at Harvard.
What? They knew this book was made of human skin.
And it was kind of an urban legend until they actually tested it and discovered that it was, in fact, human skin. So it was bound in human skin. So the book itself was a copy of Des Destinées de l'Homme by Arsène Houssay, a 19th century French novelist and poet, which means the destiny of the soul. Now, 10 years after scientists at Harvard confirmed that it was, in fact, bound in human skin, the original binding has been removed. In the early 1880s, Ludovic Bouland, a doctor, bound the book in human skin that he had acquired himself while he was a medical student, according to his handwritten note inserted into the volume.
Oh my God, this is awesome and creepy. I mean, this is creepy.
It is creepy.
It's not awesome.
The note describes the process used to treat the skin so it could be used to bind the book. He wrote, quote, "A book about the human soul deserved to have a human covering. By looking carefully, you easily distinguish the pores of the skin."
Ew.
You didn't have to write the last part, right? Like,
not them being poor shamed, even after death. We can't help people's
pores are big.
There cannot
be pores still showing up after 100 years. But anyway.
If he did it the way he...
I guess so.
I mean, I don't know. This makes me think of the book from... what's the Disney movie with the witches that has the eye? The book.
Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
Yeah, that kind of makes me think of that too. So the skin was taken from the back of a woman who was a psychiatric patient in a French hospital who died of a stroke in the 1800s.
Like a skin graft? Like shaved?
I mean, it had to have been a big one for this book. Think of it.
The whole book.
Back, basically. Yeah, the whole thing. So the skin has been placed into respectful temporary storage until the library decides how to dispose of it in a dignified manner. The library apologized for objectifying and compromising the dignity of the woman whose skin was used for the binding while the book was in their care. Obviously, she was not asked for permission. She didn't know her skin was going to be used on a book. She was a psychiatric patient. It was the 1800s.
Is this the only copy of this book? I wonder if there are more copies of this book that have more skin.
Probably not more skin, but probably more copies of the literal book. But there's also an anthropodermic book project, which tests alleged anthropodermic books to see if they're of human origin. So far, the project has confirmed 18 books to be bound in human skin, and I've actually seen a couple of these in person at the Mütter Museum in Philly. That's basically just like a bunch of medical oddities, but it was very interesting.
I just Googled this book. Gross.
They're allegedly trying to take down all images, posts, anything that exists online. I don't know how you could erase it once it's already been around for so long, but they're trying to basically erase the image from history.
Oh, it's so gross and interesting.
Yeah. I don't know what the hazing rituals entailed, but it involved stealing the book and doing something with it and returning it. That's all I know. Yeah. I would not want to touch that. I don't even hide and just, I don't know.
No.
I don't like the smell of leather. That kind of creeps me out. I don't know. I'm not into skin of any sort.
Yuck. Well, do you have a wacky this week?
I don't think so. I kind of kept it low-key.
Didn't drive over anything?
The only place I went was for Andre's doctor's appointment, 4 months. Got some shots. Everything's okay.
I don't have a wacky either. I do have a little fourth grade love triangle update.
How's everything going?
So I asked Max about it this morning as we were getting ready for school, and all he could say is, and I quote, "All I can tell you is it's moving in the right direction, Mom."
I thought you were going to tell me. He's like, "Oh, I'm not interested anymore." No. Like, that's old news.
No.
It's moving in the right direction, Mom. Oh, my gosh.
So cute.
That is so cute.
So innocent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's all I got.
Very innocent.
Have you seen, I know you have, because we've kind of talked about it a little bit, this whole conjoined twins married thing.
Yes. And Abby and Brittany. Going to cover a little bit of that today, but because we are likely going to talk about conjoined twins on the Patreon, I decided not to.
Well, I just have a little bit of, just a 3x5.
I truly don't
know
anything about them
either. Well, I just have too many questions.
Well, I just saw they got married and
that are probably super offensive, so I won't say them on here.
Well, right.
But yeah, not that I'm meaning to be offensive.
No, we don't. Yeah.
I feel like everybody is super curious as to how all of this works.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, if you have, there's two brains, two human beings, two different
the only thing they share is like their intestines and liver and their sexual reproductive organs from the waist down.
Yeah. I do have a lot of questions on,
as a grown up.
Yeah.
As a married woman and as a single woman who has a love life, there are a lot of questions. If you had to share with your sister.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well, I mean, and you're there. It's not like you can go anywhere.
Well, and it's the same. You're feeling the same thing. There's just one lower body.
I do have a lot of questions.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to be crude. But I did share a TikTok with you.
Yeah.
And from what I read, it's the other one that's not married likes to read.
Well, can
while
she
it's going
date someone?
On, or she zones out, or will watch scroll TikTok? I mean, because it's the same vagina; it's one. So she feels everything that the other sister, Abby and Brittany, are feeling the same.
Is she allowed to date though? You know what I'm saying?
What like, if she gets married?
How does that work?
You would think that they would have to like come to an agreement. Like,
I don't even know,
because then. If she starts dating and this one has to go, so are you cheating?
It would suck to have to be present when you don't want to be present, is all I'm going to say.
And it's your body. So it's also yours. What if you're not in the mood?
This Patreon episode is going to be a mess. We're going to just be like, I don't know what we're allowed to talk about.
It's going
to
be good. But in the middle of all of this that I was kind of looking up for our conjoined twins Patreon for April. Apparently, the husband is facing a paternity suit.
Okay.
It's messy. This was filed by his ex-wife October of last year. So they have been married for 2 years already. It just came out they were married, but they got married 2 years ago.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
So this paternity suit has been filed against Josh, who is a nurse at the United States Army, and – well, he's a veteran, so I guess he's out now. And an individual named Gavin – don't know who that is – concerning the paternity of his ex-wife's youngest daughter, who was born after they split. Mm. So I don't know if they are trying to say that Josh is the dad – or that it's not his and maybe he wants it to be. Anyways.
Wow.
So it's, see, even conjoined twins have messy relationships.
Yeah.
There's a bunch more about it. It's not that interesting. It's just a paternity suit. Yeah. But it's, yeah. I thought it was interesting because, you know, this is going to be public.
Yeah.
You're marrying a conjoined twin.
It's going to, yeah,
it's
for
going
sure.
to, and.
You're
going to
be blasted.
And they are all over the TikTok and mm-hmm. social media doing their hashtag Abby and Brittany Hensel, hashtag happy, hashtag love story, hashtag marriage. Yeah. Mm. They're hashtag forever. They're okay. posting videos of the wedding and with a voiceover that says, this is for all you haters out there. If you don't like what I do, but you watch everything I'm doing, you're a fan. I'm like, no, that's not.
Well, I love that they're living their best life.
They are living their best life, just like Gypsy Rose.
Well, she and her husband, I think, are separated now.
They are.
And she's also deleted her social media accounts.
Well, she came in hot.
She came in, yeah.
She came in a little hot.
Too hot.
But here's the thing. She's been in jail. She hasn't had exposure to
all
of this.
Well, and she's not ever had a life.
And
you know,
I bet she's probably very immature about some
immature,
things.
Immature, naive, yes. Not that that's
no.
a bad thing, but it's what else do you expect?
Right.
So she just came out and was like, oh, I've messed up.
Well, this Abby and Brittany are fifth grade teachers in Minnesota. Did you know that?
I didn't.
They are. They
interesting.
And they have their TikTok. So, and they, like I said, post all this stuff and
I'll give it a watch.
The internet is extra loud today, all caps, they'll post. And then post slideshows of other historical conjoined twins. Hmm. So.
Well, that's interesting.
They may be a little messy too. I don't know. I'm here for it.
I'll watch.
The
I'm
whole
gonna
thing
have to
fascinates
watch their
me
TikTok.
And interests me because it's not a dig on them, but it's just, it's very, it's unusual and interesting. And I feel like curiosity mm-hmm. is part of being a human, and we're not being negative or derogatory. We're just like, how's that work?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Conjoined twin Patreon.
Join us next week for more tales of wacky crimes
and criminals
to help you get through your week. Bye.
Bye.